This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello, my little freakazoid classmates. I hope you're feeling absolutely fabulous today. And I know that you're wondering, when is the high school guidance counselor going to guide me on my problems, on my trauma, on my drama? Well, guess what, honey? I'm going to start doing it today. That's right. You can email seniorsuperlativespod@gmail.com with the subject line, guidance classmates. What's the guidance line? Classmates Corner. Because the segment is going to be called Classmates Corner. Now, I really think that you should do this because, like, I'm going to be giving you free advice. And whoever my hot guest is of the day will also be chiming in with their little noodles. So please email us at seniorsuperlativespod@gmail.com. And, you know, rid yourself of that high school trauma. Breathe in for luck. Breathe in so deep. This air is blessed. You share with me. This night is wild. So calm and dull. These hearts. Oh, they race from self-control. Your legs are smooth as they graze mine. We're doing fine. We're doing nothing at all. My hopes are high that your kiss might kill me. So you won't kill me. So I die happy. My heart is yours to fill or burst, to break or bury or wear as jewelry. Whichever you prefer. That is my spoken word rendition of Hands Down by Dashboard Confessional.
Amazing.
Thank you. The year is 2006. And, you know, we haven't been in 2006 in a minute, so I'm going to just refresh our little noodles on what on earth is going on in pop culture. Today we are going to be getting our information from the iconic website popculturemadness.com. Here are some quick facts about 2006. Facebook became open to anyone over the age of 13. Thank God.
Thank God.
Twitter was launched. Irreplaceable by Beyoncé. Number one song on the charts. You're irreplaceable. Everything you own in the box to the left. Yes. That is iconic.
That should have been my song.
Yeah.
Oh, that should have been my song.
According to this website, the top movies to watch in no particular order were Dreamgirls, Mission Impossible 3, The Da Vinci Code, and, of course, Happy Feet. The most famous person in America was probably, and then they don't say who it was. Which I, literally, the most famous person in America was probably, okay. Notable books include The Secret and Wisdom of Our Fathers. The Secret has kind of stuck around.
It has stayed.
The Price of Hershey Kisses, as if this is something we at all care about, $2.50.
Wow.
Now that's going to cost you like $7. Ugh, the Funny Guys. Note, Funny Guys, no funny people. Jim Gaffigan and Demetri Martin. The controversial funny guy, Stephen Colbert. Sorry, this list is too good. I'm just going to finish it. The chicken noodle soup dance was very popular, as was Crank That, Soulja Boy, by Soulja Boy Tell Me. TBT throwback. That hashtag TBT was conceived in 2006. Crazy.
TBT.
Blu-ray discs were made available in 2006. And I think I've talked about this on another podcast, but Western Union stopped sending telegrams in 2006. And where were we when the last telegram was sent, you're thinking? Well, I will tell you where we were. We were in Christian County, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And we are Nori Reed. Nori!
Hello.
Oh, my God. You know, you're a guest I've been hounding after to come on the show.
Thank you.
And I'm thrilled to have you here, and I can't wait to chat. And that's what we're going to do right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, what we love to ask at the top of the show, what was going on in your life? Who were you in high school? Were you in a clique? Were you a sport person? When you were a theater person? What was your high school like? Tell me who Nori was.
Well, first of all, it's so radical for me to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be vulnerable.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about things I don't really talk about.
I love that.
So you're welcome.
Thank you.
America, you're welcome.
And the episode cuts off and then it's like, and go to the Patreon and pay $75 for the rest of this episode.
Yep. I was a boy, which that's not the way you say it, I guess. Now that I think about it, that's not the way you say it.
Well, we can edit anything you want.
I think you say...
You're allowed to say whatever you want to say.
Okay, yeah.
Don't ask me.
Greta, how do you say the T word right now? I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Oh, I was about to be like, trans?
Trans.
But then I realized you wanted me to say the other one.
The other one.
Yeah.
No, I was in Kentucky.
Yes.
Closeted.
Yes.
Like, as far back as I could
as
go.
As deep in the closet as that the closet would allow.
Which for me was not that far back.
Right.
I like, you know, like.
It wasn't Narnia. No, it was like, you're still in.
Yeah, people still, you know, made fun of me for being so feminine. But yeah, I was like in rural, conservative Kentucky.
I mean, Christian County.
Christian County. It's in the name.
It's literally in the name.
And I told you earlier, I came out of there, bell hooks.
Huge.
Iconic.
Iconic.
There's no statue of her. Can you believe it?
That's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should get a statue first, as far as I'm concerned.
No.
I'm kidding.
Together. Me and her together.
Holding hands.
Holding hands. it was a really, I mean, it's like the Bible Belt of America.
Yeah.
I went to church 3 times a week.
Oh my God. Christian?
Christian. Pentecostal even.
Wow.
That's like the speaking in tongues.
Yes.
Stuff.
Io Adebri has spoken about growing up Pentecostal.
Yeah, it was hella Christian. I went to a Christian school.
Oh my God.
Southern Baptist school from first grade until graduation with the same people.
Whoa. That's so long, like, with the same people.
Like 16 kids.
That's it?
Yeah. In my class, yeah.
So you knew all of them?
Yes.
Obviously. There are only 16 people. Wait. Hold on. 16 kids from first grade until your senior year?
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
And maybe like one or two of them changed along the way, but for the most part, it was the same people.
So when the class is that small, like... Are there even, you don't even have like the traditional quote unquote high school dynamics of like, I mean, I'm sure there are cliques.
There absolutely were still in crowd and out crowd. What made it so interesting is the intersection of like Christianity, because that was part of your popularity too, was how good of a Christian you were. But like the girls still had to be like slutty, because in that era, like the Victoria's Secret and with all that stuff.
Yes.
Girls still had to meet both the Mary and the Madonna, if you will. You know, the Mother Mary and the
whore and the virgin complex.
She had to be hella Christian.
Yeah.
But then, like, on the weekends, still whore around.
Yeah.
Which is, like, such a, now that I'm thinking back, what a crazy.
Very anal sex isn't. Vaginal sex vibes, so therefore you are still a virgin.
Exactly. And boob stuff was okay.
So I titty fucking.
Titty stuff, yeah. Titty fucking, that was okay. God was like, I'll look away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Know,
God's like.
God's like, peek, you know, yeah. God's peeking. God's looking away, but he's kind of like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then on Sunday, it's like, who's, you know, up on stage reading the, you know, the, like, introducing the pastor and, like, all that
so
stuff.
So were you religious? Like, did you, were you a believer when you were?
It's so complicated because, I mean, I've been in therapy for since I was, like, 21. Mm-hmm. And I'm so I'm so grateful for therapy because it's been I've been able to really grow as a person. Everyone who knows me is like, no, she hasn't. Everyone's like, interesting, Nori, you're toxic.
Well, there's so much deprogramming that has to be done.
Yes. But sorry, what I was wanting to say is that it's so complicated because there's levels of consciousness of it.
Right.
So in my most, like, day-to-day life, yes, I was full in. But then, of course, like, in the back, there was always that confusion of everyone around me is telling me that I'm wrong and that I'm fundamentally wrong as a queer person.
Right.
And they're vocalizing that constantly at school, at church, at home. It was just constant anti, like, LGBT stuff. But then I know somewhere inside of this that I am that.
Right.
How do I hold the two? And you have to put the understanding that you're queer somewhere deep and protect it so that when you leave, you can finally address it. But you have to keep it safe.
Right.
You have to, like, keep it safe. And A, so that no one finds out and knows. But even from yourself, you have to put it somewhere. So it's like, so I was full in, but then also somewhere knew that I was different.
Right.
And then when I went to college, I went to a very liberal school. It all kind of exploded. And whenever I was, you know, around people who were extremely liberal, extremely, you know, from like the coastal, like, elite schools and stuff.
Right.
Then it was like, oh shit, like, that was its own identity crisis when I could finally be queer.
Where did you go to college?
Kenyon
College. Oh, yeah. Abe's, my husband's dad went to Kenyon. And so many of my friends went to Kenyon.
Yeah, it's like a really quirky kind of world.
I mean, that
school
is so extreme.
Yeah,
to go from where, because we had a lot of people at my high school that went to Kenyon.
Yeah.
And I went to one of those progressive, liberal, like, elite private high schools. Where, like, I had, like, such a different spiritual journey where in high school I was like, I'm fucking atheist. I was like, there is no God. There is nothing, like, higher. This is it. It was, like, nihilist almost. And now I'm like, the universe. Like, now I'm like, I feel the greater power. Because I do think that it is, like, I think it is important to believe in something bigger than yourself.
Yes.
Because the world, Earth, the planets, us existing is truly miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't think that's, like, God's miracle, you know? But I think in high school, it's so hard when you are kind of developing as an adult and you're confronting these really, like, big picture ideas. And it's like when you're being raised in a faith that's, like, extremely stringent, mm-hmm. and, like, extremely, like, this is the reality. Like, yeah, like, how do you hold the two things? Like, I couldn't even imagine, because I feel like when I was in high school, that wasn't even a thing that I had to do.
It takes, like, such a psychic toll. And it really, there's like that TikTok sound that's like emotional damage, or, you know what I'm saying? I just sounded so offensive. Like, everyone listening is like, oh, yikes.
No,
I'm Asian. Oh, there's a camera.
Yeah. Let's
okay.
Say,
I was like, by the way, yeah. I'm Asian. No, but, like, deep emotional damage in terms of what that does to queer kids. It's like, it's so traumatic, and it's long-term chronic trauma. Like, it's a prolonged trauma that you developed, like, a PTSD from.
I mean,
yeah.
We've had other guests on the show that grew up really religious, and it's the shame, period. Like, just, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Like, that's something that is in like the fiber of your being for a very long time.
Yes.
And that's so hard.
And I don't know if we were going to talk about this or not. And
you can talk about anything you want.
This is not a plug or anything, but I just wrote the first trans character for the Disney Channel.
Yes.
And when I tell you what that has done for me personally, just in terms of healing and that was such an amazing thing.
This makes me want to cry.
Yes, I'm getting emotional. Like, for my inner child, it was like so healing to be like, wow, there's like going to be queer kids in Kentucky who are like going to see that. I'm getting emotional. I'm so sorry. This is so embarrassing.
We have tissues. This is a safe space.
Oh my God.
I'm also tearing.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like very cool.
It's so cool. I mean, I feel insanely privileged that I was, I mean, I personally as a child like wanted to be Greta Garbo and like Marilyn Monroe. I wanted to be like 40 years old smoking cigarettes and like glamorous and like a cinched waist gown, but I think that I certainly took for granted the fact that every single Disney princess, if you will, was like, oh sure, like that could be me, that looks like me, like I can see that. And that's something that you don't consider when, you know, when you're a child and there's nothing that represents you. That's the most isolating thing in the world.
It's such a strong message, and this is a comedy podcast. Sorry. Sorry, you came here to laugh.
So, we're going to drag Ariel the Little Mermaid to filth.
Yeah. You want to laugh, you wish, bitch.
Yeah.
Buckle in. We're talking about serious stuff.
You want to laugh, turn on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
And then you won't. it sends a message to young kids that they don't belong. Like, they're not supposed to be, that like, the world isn't for them. And I hate that message. And I'm just like, representation is just one piece of the puzzle. There's like so many other things that need to happen in terms of social movements and like social justice and stuff. But, oh God, I just said social justice.
We'll bleep it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We'll bleep it.
Oh God, gross. But representation's a part of it, but it is important. Like,
yes.
It's important for kids to see that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, my little freak ass as a child, you know who I really identified with?
I can't wait.
Chip in Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
And Gus, the little mouse in Cinderella.
God. Who's like the most amazing character?
Who, by the way, was played by James Corden in...
No. Can we believe that? Can we believe that? Gross.
I should have been Gus.
You should have been Gus.
Like,
iconic stunt casting.
I know. Me as Gus.
I see it.
Me too.
You like full on have a fat suit. It's like so inappropriate. Everyone's like, wait, we're doing this? And you're like, I'm ready, guys.
I'm like, it's me, Gus.
Wow.
Oh, we'll do a stage reading and we'll do that. So, okay. We are
back on track.
We are back on track. We're Pentecostal. We're in high school. We're competing for who is the most good Christian while also being a slut and a hoe.
Yes.
Were you, your community though, you were in like, you were with the Sini kids.
I was with the Sini kids. So in my little Christian county, very conservative, the most welcoming and open people were the Sini kids.
Yes.
Because they were suicidal. No, I'm kidding. Why are they open? They're because they wear makeup. I don't know. Like, what is it?
I know.
Why are they so open?
Okay, because I was a Sini kid.
Okay,
there I am up there. Do you see me up there?
Oh, you the bang.
Yeah.
That's you?
Yes, that's me, honey. Oh. It's because everyone was emo.
Yeah.
And when you're emo, you're like wanting to like explore like the depths of, you know, and you also, at the time we were in high school, it was very like the culture of being like, sports are dumb. Like, I'm a scene person.
Alt.
Yeah. Like, I'm alt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching Donnie Darko and like understanding the nuance of the film. I'm listening to Dashboard. I'm listening to like you know, other fucking emo
Taking
bands.
Back Sunday
Taking Back
was
Sunday.
Huge
yeah.
in my little circle.
Yeah.
And the straight guys I was around, they would, like, kiss and stuff just to be like, fuck you. Or, like, just, even though they weren't gay, they were just, like, they wanted to be, like, fuck you as much as they could. To
like,
the,
subversive.
Yeah, subversive. So they yeah. were, like, so to them, being queer wasn't, like, evil.
Right.
Whereas to everyone else, it was, like, wrong.
So would they kiss yeah. at school?
Not at school. Like, after school. Like, at school, it was, like, we had a dress code.
Right.
It was very, like, they knew how to make us, like, you
what
know.
What was the dress code?
It was business casual.
What do you mean?
No jeans.
Okay.
So slacks.
Yes.
Slacks, collared shirts.
Yes.
Whether that be a polo
yeah.
or a button down, tucked in.
Okay.
And no tennis shoes.
Wait.
So literal business
that
casual.
That is business casual. You
yeah.
know what pisses me off about that? Because I went to boarding school my freshman year of high school, and the dress code was so insane that it's like, honey, do us all a favor and just give us uniforms.
Please.
Like,
I craved a uniform.
Yes.
Because at least I look kind of cute, I think. Because
there's
something,
there's kind of like, you get to be like.
Gossip Girl.
Yeah, like
yeah.
school, like school prep, like cosplay.
Exactly. And so I look like I work at a bank. Like, like I'm about to like give you some
You're
money.
Like, I'm on break from H&R Block.
Literally.
Like, that's so funny.
It's bad.
That's bad. Also, like, teens going through that like growth weird stage
yes.
in business casual.
And cardigans and like, yes.
That is hell.
It was.
Like, when your, like, boobs are, like, just coming in, they're, like, weird, like, high, like, clementines. But for me, they were, like, melons. Me and, like, a fucking, like, yeah, bragging about these
God.
Huge tits. I had to, like, shove them in, like, a vest or some shit.
Yeah.
Vests were big in scene culture.
Vests were big. The, you know, we all know.
What was your style like
after
on
school?
The weekends? Yeah.
So yeah, as soon as I got home,
yeah.
I put on the pink Volcom shirt.
Love.
Pink.
Love.
To show that I was a little different.
Yes.
And then cargo shorts, like short, like above the knee shorts,
mm-hmm.
but with
the pockets.
The pockets with the pockets.
Or utilitarian.
Yeah. Like I'm different, but I'm not gay. You know. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I,
yeah.
Like,
that's
be,
what
like,
that is. What the
cargo,
cargo.
You have to like get the cargo pocket, or else it's like whoa.
The cargo shirt definitely says I'm different.
I'm, yeah,
but
not
I'm not
that.
That different.
Yeah, and then I had the stud belt, and then the Vans.
Okay, this outfit actually sounds.
It was
good.
Cute. It was cute.
Like you could wear that
yeah,
now
yeah.
and look really good.
I looked really good. Yeah.
What was the hair?
Spiked in the front.
Love.
Orange tips.
Oh, so you were allowed to dye your hair.
Well, like, it had to be a natural
shade.
Shade. It could not, it couldn't, it had to be blonde, brunette.
Right.
Or that's it. Yeah.
It couldn't be, like, pink.
It was, like, blonde orange. It was, like, kind of like highlights gone wrong.
Yeah, like an oxidized highlight,
yes,
if you will.
Yes. I did them at home.
Through the shower cap.
And you poke,
yeah,
you poke the hole in it. Yes. Yes.
I love that.
And so, and then full on, like, Hollister vibes, like,
love,
you know.
PacSun.
Yeah.
We're going to, are we doing Hot Topic?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
The bunny, what's that, like, bunny?
Happy Bunny!
Yeah, that, like,
I talk about that
say,
all the time.
Like, would say, like, awful things, but
yeah.
it's a bunny or
it's
something.
It's like a little
yeah.
white bunny, and
it's
then
like,
it would be like,
I'm racist.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? It's like.
Or it would be like, asterisk, exclamation point, at. Off, so
yes.
it's supposed to say, like, fuck off or something like that.
Yeah, it's like, I have knives, and, like,
yeah.
it was like, what?
I actually do quickly need to pull up a Happy Bunny shirt.
Thank
because
you.
I bring up Happy Bunny all the time, and I finally stopped bringing it up because I've said to people, were you a Happy Bunny person? And they're like, what? And
no.
I'm like, come on.
Come on.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one. Cute but psycho. Things even out.
Wow.
It's
with the straight jacket.
Also, the straight jacket.
Yes.
It's also, wait, that's not even an original Happy Bunny. This is like the original. This is on Etsy. I'm going to buy this for you. Wait, this just says a fucking coordinate of something. But I do like that this shop on Etsy is called Cursed Tea Alley. Okay, this is the last one that I'm going to show you. This is what I'm going to get us. Oh, I need to bleep out this girl's face. It's not your fault, but I'm blaming you anyway. I love that.
And it's just always the, like the hand over the mouth. Like.
Toxic culture.
Yes. Like, we were, as kids, like, that age, we were in so much pain.
Oh.
Deep amount of pain.
Crying for help.
And anything that we could just, like, that was a reflection of that, we were like, oh, my God.
You know how everyone says now, like, that's toxic. That's toxic. That's toxic. I'm like, if you didn't go to high school in between, like, between like 2001 and 2010, I feel like you really don't know what peak toxicity is all about.
Yes. With the body image stuff.
The body image stuff, the music.
Horrific. Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay, wait. I need to go to a little break right now because we got to sell product, you know what I mean? To keep the show going, to pay for the show, to pay for Tevi, my producer. So
yeah,
please just hang on, because when we get back, we're going to talk about more incredibly vulnerable stuff. We might even cry again.
Maybe.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. And just like that.
And just like that.
Che?
Is she here? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I just misgendered Che.
Are they here?
On air. Are they here?
HBO comes in.
Yeah.
Takes us out.
I have a story for you later.
Okay. I love that. okay. So are we playing sports? Are we doing theater?
I was so bad at sports. Terrified of the ball. Like, I remember my mom forced me to be on a youth soccer team to like butch up, and I would run away. So the ball would come towards me. I would run the opposite direction of the ball.
Iconic.
The coach is going, no, you got to run to the ball. I'm scared for my life.
Yeah.
My parents are so embarrassed and ashamed. Traumatic. It was like so bad. I was not doing sports.
So conclusion. Then you were like, no, we're not doing sports.
Can't do sports. There was no theater. There was no, none of that.
So it was just sports.
It was sports.
Was there chorus?
Not really. I mean, church. I was the worship director of my church.
What does that mean?
So every Sunday we would have praise and worship.
Okay.
I'm talking, do you know Hillsong?
Yes.
We were doing Hillsong songs.
Got it.
Like, very, like, rock.
And I have a story for you about that.
Oh.
Off air.
We should do one for the Patreon. so we can pay a little money and get a little bit more. You know what I mean? So I was, like, on the piano.
Yeah.
Can I just give you a picture?
Please. Here?
I'm in the closet, right?
Yes.
Full on Elton John Liberace. Just, like, every Sunday, like, on that piano, just, like, you know, glitter everywhere.
I didn't know that you
everywhere.
Could play piano like that.
I was definitely a musician in high school. So I played drums, piano, guitar.
Wow.
Yeah. Was, like, that was my creative outlet. And, like, I remember one Sunday, the pastor asked if he could talk to me. And he was, like, are you gay? This is real. And I was, like, no, like, what? Like, are you kidding? I was like, no. And he was like, oh, well, you know, just if you are, like, you can't be up there, like, playing and stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm not. And he was like, okay. And this is like, when I think back on it, it was so inappropriate. Not even just in, it was so like, we were alone in his office.
No, that's.
And a part of me now as an adult looks back and goes, was there a, and you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't even have to say it. Like, at the time, I didn't even think about it that way.
Of course not.
I just thought, oh no, like, you know, it's a moral, but I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah. Something else is happening there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alone in the office with pastor, preacher, terrifying.
I refuse to keep this podcast light.
Yeah, no,
I will
and we
not
shouldn't.
Do it.
And we shouldn't.
If as soon as this we start to get, I'm like, no.
Drop it right back down.
We're going right back down.
We must.
To the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it that was the vibe of my town. Of
it
like,
sounds awful. Off.
It's like, I never watched Footloose.
Yeah.
But is this what Footloose is like? Is this Footloose?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it in a minute, but yeah, basically.
Just the most toxic place on earth. Yeah, it was really
why
bad.
Why did your family live there?
Thank you for asking that, because I will say this. When my mom's Korean. My dad's white, but my mom's Korean. And I like skip the, I'm like, my dad's white. Just don't even
we'll
think
bleep
about
it
that
out,
part.
Don't
but
worry.
My mom is Korean, so, you know, I'm Korean. But when I was born in Fort Campbell, which is this army base that's in Kentucky, people in Fort Campbell, they can either live in Christian County or Clarksville, which is like Korean community. There's a nice mall there.
It sounds great.
There's more culture. Or there's Christian County. Boone, no one lives there. I was the only Asian in my school. No other Asians.
God.
And this bitch moves to Christian County.
Why?
I need to make a podcast to answer that question.
Yeah.
And that's when I need you guys to listen to my new podcast. Why?
It becomes like a true crime limited series where it's like going back to interview people as to why you moved there.
Yeah, why she did that. Because it's like this most, and the answer to that question actually is should I make this a podcast? No. I don't want to give away the answer so fast, but my mom told me later, because I asked her that question, she was like, I hate Korean people. Because they're so gossipy.
Mm.
They love to gossip. And so she was going to this Korean church in Clarksville.
Got it.
And she said that she couldn't stand the gossiping.
Right.
And the comparing. And the, like, who has what and whatever. That was, like, the toxic side to that community. Was,
right.
Like, always comparing, like, stuff. So she was like, I don't want any part of that. I'm going to go and be, like, the Korean.
In Christian County.
She was like, watch out. There's a Korean person in town. And I'm that bitch.
Wow.
That was the vibe, which is kind of iconic.
Yeah, that's, like.
Right?
I mean, I think that that's brave.
Yeah.
Some would say, because it's like, cool. I'm sure no one was used to seeing, was it just white people?
White and black people, very segregated. Incredibly segregated, white, black. And my Christian school that I went to, extremely white. I was the only Asian. I believe there was one other black person in my class, or like one black person in my class, but she left because it was so
white.
Racist. Yeah.
So fucking crazy.
Yeah, and I will talk about this more in my podcast, why.
Did you drink in high school?
Oh, yes. Sorry, that made it sound like I drink a lot, which is not the case.
I mean, I fully went to high school with teenage alcoholics. So.
I just got excited because I just immediately got a flashback of the disgusting stuff.
Well, this
we would drink.
This is usually the point of the podcast when I say, what is a quintessential Nori high school moment? And maybe this kind of like parlays into that.
We started drinking in middle school.
Okay, same.
And it was like eighth grade, I think, when everything started to pop off. And we would drink Gatorade with tequila. And it was so bad.
Where would you get the tequila?
Our friend Zach. His
shout out to Zach.
Shout out. I just want to really quickly shout out to Zach. His parents fucked. They like.
Really?
They were like the city's undertakers.
No, they were not.
They were the funeral. They had the funeral home. And they made so, because those people, they make money.
Recession proof, honey. Everybody
Everyone
has to
dies.
Die.
Everyone dies. Like my friend Megan. Anyways,
we'll talk about Becken later. But anyway, that was a joke. But she did die, actually. It's a drunk trip. Anyways.
In high school?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was weird. It was sad. Anyways, back to Zach and his rich family.
Yeah.
They had so much money. So when his parents were gone, we would, you know, swimming pool vibes, like, you know, mansion vibes. Yeah. We'd swim in his pool. They had so much alcohol. But, like, we would just take the tequila and then do that combo.
Vodka.
Or Sprite and tequila. That was the other one.
Okay, Sprite and tequila is not that terrible. Tequila and Gatorade is rough.
It was wretched, yeah.
Oh.
No drugs. There was just no
weed?
Drugs. There was no weed.
Cigarettes?
Cigarette. Lots of cigarettes.
Yeah, we loved to smoke cigs.
But weed for me was college.
Oh. I was weed in high school.
Yeah.
And then post high school, weed started making me so paranoid. But I was like cigarette weed girl in high school.
Yeah.
And then I started drinking more by the end of high school.
Yeah.
But I was like, zany, stoner, like, I'll smoke you out and we can listen to Postal Service.
I wish I had that. Because in my town, it was like alcohol, meth.
Yes.
Nothing in between.
A classic combo.
Alcohol, meth.
Yeah.
Those were your two. Like, there wasn't any fun weed moment. I wish I had those weed moments in high school.
It's so interesting because in my mind, I feel like weed has become this thing, like, through movies and whatever, where it's like, oh, everyone in high school has, like, the stoner person in their class with, like, bongs and all of this shit. But then there have to be pockets of the universe where, like, kids do not have access to weed.
We literally had a meth kid.
That's crazy.
Instead of the weed kid.
Just the kid that was doing meth?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
At Pentecostal services on meth?
Well, at school.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. I should not be. I don't think I should just be like saying people's names.
Well, we can shout out Zach, but
I don't.
Maybe we shouldn't.
I'm just. I like say that. I'm like, yeah, and there's that guy that murdered someone. Tony. Yes. Oh my God, he murdered that girl, Megan. Yeah. Crazy.
But is there like any? Is there any like high school story that you feel was like really definitive for you?
I have one.
Tell me.
Mission trip.
Oh my God.
We went to what? Why? Why that face?
Because it's Tevi's bullying us.
It's too sad. This whole thing's been too sad. That's why you're looking at me like that.
What was the mission?
It just sounds like traumatic.
So you don't want another. You're like we
haven't
had
even
it.
Gotten to the high school guidance counselor
you
yet.
You're like hey.
No,
you're like timeout. You're like timeout. We've had a lot of trauma in this podcast.
Mission trip.
I don't like it, but it's good.
It's fun. It's Costa Rica. It's Costa Rica.
It's vacation.
Because mission trip is obviously excuse for.
Trip,
vacation. Vacay. It has nothing to do with souls.
No.
It's about us going to Costa Rica and other people paying for it.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we raised money to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We drank on mission trip. We had sex on mission trip.
Oh, my God.
So how about that, Tavi?
Doing missionary on mission.
Yes. And doggy.
Wow. And doggy.
Oh, no. Oh, I hooked up with someone. I hooked up with a boy.
Really?
On mission trip.
A Costa Rican boy?
No, in our hotel.
Yeah.
There was a group of kids just on vacation from Connecticut.
Oh,
who were like,
my God.
Like, you know, and one of them, we like looked at each other in the hotel, just looked at each other. We hooked up.
Like make out or like?
A little bit more.
Oh my God.
But not
was
that
your
more.
First time hooking up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, sounds kind of fun, right? Sounds kind of fun, Tavi.
Was it fun?
Yes.
Where did you hook up?
Should I say his name? No, I'm kidding. But I do know, yeah, his name. In my room.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, he was, like, really hot.
I
he was
love
a swimmer.
That. Oh, my God.
And, like, bisexual. Which
a bisexual
right?
swimmer doesn't get any better than that.
In 2006? Like, that's pretty hot.
That's very hot.
Yeah.
Swim fan.
Swim fan. Deep, deep swim fan. And we kept in touch for so long after.
Really?
And because he ended up going to like Oberlin.
Uh-huh. So we were both
but we never like saw each other after that, but we did right. kind of like, just like, oh, I'm going to Kenya and like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
And it was one, it was actually kind of, it was a little bit like a bridge.
Yeah.
From like the world I was, it kind of opened things up for me where I could start to
see where you're like, mm-hmm. oh, maybe this.
Maybe there's a good life after
right,
this.
Right, right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. That's yeah. hot.
It was hot.
I'm gonna knock. I'm gonna do it like this because I know that the knocking for has been scaring people. So are you ready?
Oh.
Is that a knock on the door that I hear?
I heard it too.
Oh my God, it is. Guess what?
What?
We're in the high school guidance counselor's office. And guess who's your guidance counselor? Me.
Oh my God.
Me, I rip off my shorts, spread my legs.
Yeah.
In this segment of the podcast, we like to, you know, heal a wound of the past, rectify our wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. You can use this, you can yield the time however you want. You can say fuck you to someone. You can apologize to someone. It's whatever you want to do. It's just in this moment, after we talk about it, work it out in the guidance counselor's office, then you never have to think about it again. If there's something that's been haunting, gnawing at your door.
Well, my high school experience was pretty good. I can't really thought that was a joke.
Because it sounded really good.
It was not very good. Well, I had a friend. Okay. Her name was. Why am I doing this? Why do I keep doing this?
Everyone does. It's natural.
And she was that girl where she was your friend, but would say the like meanest thing.
Everyone has one.
Possible.
Yes.
Or like at first it's like towards everyone else, so it's safe.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's actually really funny, because she was so hypercritical and smart in the way that so perceptive.
Mm.
So when it's other people, it's like that's funny.
Yeah.
But then out of nowhere. She, like, kind of attacks you.
Friend bully.
And you're like, oh, my, I thought we were, like.
Friends.
She started a name for me. And I didn't even know that it was her at first who started it until later.
No.
And it was No Neck Nori. And that was hard. I will say that was hard for me. Out of all the traumas that I've talked about today, that was the worst. Bigger than anything else.
Well, that's fucking awful.
Bigger than the trans stuff. The no neck. That was the worst.
Wait, now I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
That was a joke, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't a joke. Now that I'm thinking about it, it was really rough.
Well, I think I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix it right now. I think that that's more damaging on like a public facing level because like being trans and being so closeted, that's something that you had to like carry so deeply inside of you, whereas when someone is like critiquing
your
appearance, commenting on your appearance,
yes,
something that's like for everyone to see.
And it's so specific.
Yeah.
And so like perceptive.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Yeah.
She found everyone's like
thing. What a broken, sad girl.
She was pretty sad.
Yeah. That's like truly now that like when you step back from it.
Yes.
You're like, oh, you sad, sad, damaged person.
Clearly something was going on in her home life that would make someone be that mean.
Well, to me, that's like learned. That's like partially learned behavior.
Yeah.
Because to be able to be so perceptive to like tap into someone else's physical insecurity or something like that, and like, oh, you're seeing that, or like you're picking that up somewhere somehow.
Yeah.
And that shit is really fucking damaging.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel crazy.
And I will say, okay, I just realized something. Bratz made me a Bratz doll.
Yes.
And one of the comments in the, like, post was, like, no neck queen.
Okay.
Was that her? Do you think that was?
Oh my God! Well, we need to go back through the comments and find out.
We need to figure out if that was or not.
Imagine if that's her, and she's like, "Lol, like, beep beep, remember me, hun?" Like,
because like a lot of the comments were like, "I feel like body positivity has gone to a place that is so psychotic that
yeah,
it's almost like eating its own tail or something."
Yeah,
and like a lot of the comments were like, "No ass, big tummy, go off!" Like, it was so like. Because they made me a virtual Bratz doll, and she's not only the first trans doll, but the first fat doll. So, like, she's, like, plus size.
Yeah.
And people were so excited and so happy.
Right.
That the comments were so hurtful.
Right.
Because it was, like, them being like, this is so amazing.
Right.
But this is the thing that you were the most insecure about. Right.
I'm reading the comments.
Am I wrong?
There you go. We've got a criminal on our hands.
You keep scrolling and it's like, oh, pregnant Bratz doll. That's incredible.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
She's not pregnant.
People used to think, like, what, my boobs were so big before I got a reduction. I had really big boobs in middle school. And I went to this restaurant one time with my dad and a hostess. I was like 13 and a hostess. I don't remember. I was wearing this dress that I thought was really cute. It was like when baby doll dresses were really in.
Always in. Always in.
And she was like, oh my God, looked at me and my dad and was like, when are you expecting? And I wanted to be like, were to think I was pregnant, number one, gross. Number two, if you think that is the person that got me pregnant, you need to be calling the police.
That is so wrong on
I know
so many levels.
I know. It was crazy.
She was out for blood that day. She was like, how can
She was getting dressed. She slicked her hair back. She was like, yeah, it's war
it's
today
war.
On these fucking hoes.
She went to war.
Well, with herself every
Thank
single
you.
Day.
I have compassion for now.
And you know what? We don't have to have compassion for her because
Fuck
what she did
bitch.
Was really fucking annoying and dumb. I think, though, it is, like, important to recognize, oh, she was clearly going through some shit. That doesn't mean that
clearly.
You need to also be like, you're forgiven. No, that was fucked up.
I'll be honest. I was getting huge les vibes from
Yeah, she probably wanted to fuck.
I think she was a lesbian.
Oh, lesbian vibes. So she was, like, closeted as well.
I feel like there may have been some
energy.
Some closeted friends coming together.
Yeah.
Energy. Because she was very... Leslie to me.
Well, we'll do a check in after the pod.
Is that how you
we'll
say
see.
It, Leslie?
Yes.
Is that the way you? The
That's
proper
the politically
way?
Correct the way to say it.
Leslie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very Leslie. giving Leslie vibes.
If you could go back in time and give your high school self any advice, what would it be?
Oh my God, that's so sweet. It's like, do you watch Drag Race?
Yeah.
This is so you like have a picture. You're like, look at this no neck queen.
Talk to her.
Look at this girl with no neck. What would you say to her?
I say actually called in.
You said this. That's so funny. God, I would say. I feel like everything's such a cliche. Like, I don't want to slip into
any
cliches.
No, I think those things are beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, it's not your fault. It's not you. It's them. Like, as much as I could reassure that person that they are literally for some reason in an environment where everyone around them is wrong. And she must... feel crazy about that because talk about gaslighting. It's like, you know, when everyone around you is telling something, that is your reality. Like, mm-hmm. That's what you believe is true. And I would try my absolute best to that person that you're not wrong, that you're right. And everyone around you is wrong. And just as much as I could give them that validation.
And that you hook up with a cutie swimmer.
And if you just wait
yeah.
a couple months... You were going to go to Costa Rica and hook up with an incredible, incredible person who was so hot.
I love that.
Oh, my God. He was so hot.
That's beautiful advice.
Isn't that beautiful? He was so hot.
He was so hot.
Huge neck. Like,
No neck and huge neck.
Isn't that the
word? Finding
God.
Love
look
in a
God.
Hopeless place.
Look at God.
God is good.
God is good.
Did you go to prom?
Yes.
What did you wear?
I wore a tux that was black with a pink.
Love.
It's like I was so in the closet. It's like, honey, were you? Like, were you though? Because I don't know. Like, satin pink vest and then silver tie.
Cute.
The slick up.
Yep.
At that point, the orange chips were gone.
Okay.
So it was just black. And then gorgeous date. She was like the most beautiful.
Where was she from?
We went to the same school.
Great.
She was like in love with me. Oh. And it was so bad. This is a true story. And please don't be sad. Please just laugh at this. Yeah. So but true story. Gorgeous, gorgeous person. Gorgeous girl. All the guys liked, had crushes on her. And for whatever reason, she liked me. Asian fetish, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, she probably also, felt safe with you.
Yes.
I was always drawn to boys that ended up being gay.
Yes.
Because I was like, oh, you don't want to rape me.
Exactly. I was so sensitive and just, quiet and, I could see how with boys being the way that – straight boys being the way that they are that – anyways, we go to prom. I drive her home. We're, sitting in my car. She makes a move, tries to kiss me. I, kind of go away, and she starts crying. And she was like, why won't you – she was like, I don't get it. Like, I feel like we would be really good together. I don't understand why you won't kiss me. And I literally had to scramble. I had to figure out an answer on the spot.
What
and
did
I went,
you say?
I went, God. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm in a relationship with God. I was like, it's just I'm kind of all in. I'm all in on God, and I just can't get any distractions, and I'm just really, I feel really committed to God. And she I remember her just looking at me with this like what? And then running out of my car, slamming the door. Yeah.
That's the episode. That's the title of the episode. I'm in a relationship with God.
I'm in a relationship with God, so I can't kiss you.
That's a really funny thing to say to someone now. They're like, why are you stopping seeing me, or why do you want to go on a date with me? To literally just be like, I'm actually seeing someone else.
I'm seeing
God.
God. God. Yeah, never mind.
If that person
is listening, I'm so sorry. And she's literally so beautiful.
I'm sure she's fine now.
I'm also at this point in my life, I'm bi or pan or whatever. I'm open to all genders.
Uh-huh.
So if that person's listening,
get
in touch.
It's
actually full circle. I get in touch. I'm still that person. I'm still that sweet, lying ass person.
Yeah.
But just different. Yeah.
Yeah. My final question of the pod is,
let's wrap it up.
did you have a senior superlative?
I had two.
Okay, not to brag.
I had two.
What were they?
Voted by the school. Best dressed.
Okay, obviously.
Obviously. In the deep in the closet. Best dressed. I can't. And then the second, most likely to succeed.
What? And
isn't that, yeah.
Both true. Oh,
look at that.
Both true.
Look at that. I'm like, they bullied me with an inch of my life. They're like, they're giving me like, there's like, they're so
they're
supportive.
Like, you have amazing style and we know you're going to succeed.
It's like, did you watch 30 Rock?
Yes.
When Liz Lemon goes to her reunion and she's the bully.
Yes.
You talk to all these people that have said their names and they're like, Nori was a monster. We literally were like, if you're queer, just tell us because we want to support you. And then she set the school on fire. She just set it on fire for no reason. Yeah.
It's like that scene in Orange County when they set the admissions building on fire.
Yes, I did that.
Nori, thank you so much for doing my pod.
Thank you for having me.
And this was so fun.
I do feel like I took it to some
No,
some, like,
this I would
places,
actually classify this. We should actually recategorize ourselves in iTunes as therapy, self-help.
Yeah.
I think. you
the
know.
The body keeps the score. The body kind of vibes it today.
Body, the secret.
The secret.
You know?
But I had a good time. And
I had a great time.
If anything, this is a, I don't know who your ads are today, but BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a, yeah.
Do you use BetterHelp?
I don't.
Okay.
But, but I will, no. I'm just saying that therapy.
Yeah, therapy.
If you are thinking about therapy.
Run, don't walk.
Run, because it is an incredible, incredible thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
I love that.
Yeah.
Nori, where can everyone find you?
On Instagram, just Nori Reed.
Love.
On Twitter, Real Nori Reed.
Love.
Long story, I won't get into it.
Mm-hmm. And if you're in Los Angeles, please go and see Nori live.
Absolutely. I'm always performing.
Always.
I put the shows in my Insta story.
You know, as I say every single week on the pod, stay cool, never change. Until next time, ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.